101.7 Saturday morning huddle, joined now by Newell Fonda coach Brian Wilkin to recap our area game of the week broadcast last night as two powerhouses in 8-player District 1 colliding in Lake Park and Harris Lake Park prevails 33-27. Coach, first of all, your general thoughts on the game as you fought tooth and nail as you had a much tougher schedule you'd played going into last night than your opponents did, but credit to them, they made just a few more plays than you did and definitely earned the win.
Yeah, Ryan, hats off to them. They made plays when they needed to, and give credit where credit's due. We were unable to make some plays when we needed to, and I told you in our pregame that it'd come down to blocking and tackling, and it did. You know, they blocked better than we did. They tackled better than we did. And when you block and you tackle and you make some plays, you're going to put yourself in a great position to be successful.
Well, you guys had some electrifying plays in the early going. Reed Cruz with touchdown runs of 42 and 48 yards. They get a touchdown pass in between that, but after they recovered a fumble to set them up nicely in your territory, how about Reed with an 80-yard pick six taking it the distance of the field, putting you up 21-7 early in the second quarter, and hopefully that was going to set you on your way?
Well, that was a huge play by Reed. Their scouting report had told us they wanted the out route, or they liked the out route on the goal line, and Reed undercut it and got underneath it and picked it off and was able to go to the distance, which was a huge play to put us up 21-7. But with that offense and their ability to run and throw, there was no lead that was ever going to be safe last night.
Yeah, to their credit, they were able to bounce back from that. And the real turning point in the game, you might say, came late in the first half as it was 4th and 11 at their own 39-yard line. They called timeout, which I thought was a little curious with still time remaining to give maybe you guys an opportunity if they were going to punt it away. But they do not throw a fake punt. The punter does 22-yard completion, which kept the drive alive, and they're able to tie it just before halftime. If they don't get it, you guys are set up nicely. Maybe you make it a 2-score game going in, or at least hold on to that 7-point advantage at halftime. So what a big play that was.
No question. It was a play that changed the game going into halftime. It's something that they have done for many years. It's something we talked about all week at practice numerous times. We went over it and over it and over it, but their kid went and made a play, and Jordan Kyle threw a great ball, and Gunderson went and got it, and it was a game changer that really changed that football game. Very much like, Austin Gertis's punt return at Rims and St. Mary's a few weeks ago right before half. Those special teams plays, those things are game changers and plays that change the whole outcome of the game. And we were on the wrong end of it this time.
And the Gunderson kid running the football for them had a stellar game with 183 yards and ended up rushing for 4 touchdowns, and they made pass completions when they needed to. And, Coach, your first 3 drives of the second half resulted in 3 and outs punting situations and had 5 of those in the game, 6, I guess, if you count the fumble recovery they got. You talked earlier in the year about how you need to get more consistent offensive productivity other than Reed Cruz, and maybe they were able to key on him later in the game, and maybe that showed up last night, again, playing a quality opponent.
We got to become a little more balanced. We wanted to play action pass, but we had a hard time pass protecting. felt like with all their bodies in the box that we needed the extra blocker, which meant we had to go to quarterback runs because we were unable to get to play action pass. You're able to get to play action pass, soften those people up a little bit. But we had such a tough time pass protecting and their athletic ability in the defensive line and linebackers when they blitzed, just caused us all kinds of problems, you know, and we're going to have to take a serious look at, what we're doing in there because, you know, we didn't do it very well. You know, we didn't run block very well after the first couple drives and we didn't pass block, very well at all. So, we're going to have to make some adjustments here, but most importantly, we got to take care of ourselves and get better.
Yeah, even after that 26-point run they went on, you get it to a 6-point game late in the game, have to take over at your own 1-yard line, get it to 4th and 5 at your own 32 inside 30 seconds, and a pass falls incomplete, and they're able to hang on for the win. So disappointing for the moment, Brian, but still a playoff spot is very much up for grabs as you host West Bend Mallard next week. I know you'll get right back to the drawing board.
Yeah, you know, it's, we got to just get back to work and we got to get better. Our inconsistency and our inability to block and tackle on a consistent basis, really showed up against a very good HLP team. If we're going to make this push here, we must get better. You know, this football team has to get better, everybody on this football team has to get better. Coaches, players, everybody. We got to do a better job and be more consistent.
Harris Lake Park defeats Newell Fonda 33-27. Some words from Mustangs coach Brian Wilkin. Appreciate it, Brian. Have a good weekend. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Ryan.